It's Monday. It's the 12th day of November, 2018. With me at the Carver Center for Public Radio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat. Is that you're smiling?
I am. I'm grinning like an idiot because today is my baby girl's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, man.
If you remember reading about the little queen all those years from the time we adopted her, please sit down. If you're driving a car, please be careful.
Yeah.
Because today the little queen turns 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing ages you like other people's children, they say.
Except your own.
Yeah.
And so in honor of her, because it's one of her favorite things, we're going to move right on into Christmas.
Well, it's not that far away.
No, we can't ignore it because they're doing the kickoffs in two cities this coming weekend.
They sure are.
Fayetteville has now 350,000 LED lights, not quite as big as Silver Dollar City, which is up to like 6 miles of lights. But you can see them all in one little place on the Fayetteville Square. The lighting ceremony and parade are at 6 o'clock on Friday. The lights continue through December 31. The parade starts at the West Avenue parking lot and ends at the City of Fayetteville employee parking lot on Mountain Street. I assume Santa will be there.
I think he's contractually obligated.
Well, he has. It's so hard this time of year. I don't know how he does it, but apparently he does. And then on Saturday, it's Christmas in Bentonville. They open Lawrence Plaza Skating Rink at noon, I think. Sorry, you can hear the pages turn. At noon. And then they turn on the lights at 6, and they turn on the Lawrence Plaza Christmas tree at 6:30, and then their Christmas parade is December 8th.
So the lights go on one time, the parade is another.
They do that to confuse us. In Rogers,
yes,
the Christmas parade is December 7th at 6.
Okay.
They don't have a lighting ceremony. And in Springdale, the Christmas parade is at 6 o'clock on the 24th.
Of December? Or no,
November.
Okay.
And they go from Parsons Stadium down Emma Avenue. So we'll have a Christmas list of events.
You can see all of the parades. None of are against each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, they tried doing Bentonville and Fayetteville against each other for a couple of years.
Well,
and it was bad.
No.
So, and then if you're not quite ready.
Does Eureka Springs have a Christmas parade? Surely they do.
Sure they do. They have an everything parade.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll have, we start a Christmas list this coming Sunday, and we'll have it every week in What's Up, up until the day.
What if we just had one giant parade that went from Fort Smith to Eureka Springs, weaved its way through Bentonville and Rogers, and came back and ended in Fayetteville? What if we did that?
Doesn't Kevin Kinder run in some kind of weird race that they do that?
Yes.
I don't think it works out
Antoinette
very
Grijalva
well.
Runs in that, too.
Yes, she does. Yeah, no. Okay. I think we should do separate ones.
All right. Good idea.
And if you're not quite ready for Christmas.
It's called the Outback, that race, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. If you're not quite ready for Christmas.
The 10 Tenors are at the ArcBestCorp Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith tonight, part of the season of entertainment at UAFS, and they are not doing a Christmas show.
No, but they're doing a lot of familiar music.
They are doing the Wish You Were Here 20th Anniversary Tour that pays tribute to people like Prince who have gone away. Show starts at 7:30, tickets start at $33. I think it'll be a good time.
All right. So, Christmas and other stuff all week long.
Oh, yeah.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.